Good morning. This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Today, one in six Americans lives in poverty, and 90% of counties with the highest poverty rates are in rural America, many times with a high population of minorities and underserved groups like African Americans, Hispanics, or Native Americans. As part of the USDA's Strike Force Initiative, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS, is working to improve outreach to these communities in order to increase their access to and participation in programs that can improve quality of life through economic development and conservation of natural resources. Joining me in the studio this morning are Sterling Moss. He's the district conservationist of the Durango NRCS office, and Joel Lee, who is the district conservationist with NRCS here in Montezuma County. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good
morning. Sterling, let's start with you. Can you just outline real briefly, what is the NRCS?
The NRCS, short for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, as part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, an agency within that. Our charge is to work with private landowners to manage natural resources on their property. And by those resources, it's soil, water, air, plants, and animals. It's the quick overview. We were started back in the 1930s as part of the, prompted by the Dust Bowl situation. And we were called the Soil Conservation Service initially, changed our name in the mid-90s to the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Our job is to work with private landowners to manage the resources they have on their land for long-term productivity and longevity.
And Joel, who are some of the partners that you work with in doing that work?
Well, we work with numerous individuals. We work with some of the other public land agencies, but our biggest partner is the local conservation districts. For Cortez here, it's the Dolores Conservation District and the Mancos Conservation District. And then over in La Plata, I believe, what's their name, Sterling?
The La Plata Conservation
District. La Plata Conservation District. So those are our main part, our core partners, but we really work with anybody that's conservation-minded that wants to help private landowners improve resources on their land. So we work with just about anybody, but primarily the conservation districts are our biggest partner.
Okay. And Sterling, tell me a little bit about how the San Juan Resource Conservation and Development Council factors into your work.
San Juan RC&D, for short, was actually assisted by NRCS for a long period of time, funded through our agency. That funding was cut about 3 years ago, I believe. Still a partner. So RC&D is a regional, covers southwest, San Juan RC&D covers the southwest corner of the state. Their charge, once again, is to help any individuals with resource management. They're a 501c3, so they can help obtain funding that maybe is not available to some other groups. So once again, we partner with them as they partner with other interested conservation groups to get conservation on the ground, ultimately. They've been willing to assist us with this outreach effort, the Strike Force outreach, so we're working with them to get the word out.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, this is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guests are Sterling Moss and Joel Lee. They're both district conservationists, Sterling in the Durango office and Joel here in Montezuma County. Joel, can you tell me a little bit about what kinds of services the NRCS provides to landowners?
Sure. Our main services are technical knowledge and really the scientific knowledge to carry out conservation practices on private landowners' land. And so we have a multitude of programs to do that, but our two biggest programs, one's called CTA, Conservation Technical Assistance, and that's a free service where we provide just general knowledge and feedback on, we'll go out and look at a landowner's property, and we can give them recommendations on how to improve the resources. And then that can lead to some of our other programs, and we do have some programs, financial assistance programs, which are, for example, EQIP, Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and some of the others, but the EQIP is our main program in this area at the moment. And we can go out there and see what the conservation needs are, and then we can use these financial assistance programs if a landowner qualifies to help offset some of the costs to improve conservation on their land. So we have I'm only mentioning just the tip of the iceberg, but, and we also, again, with when you asked earlier about some of our partners, another one of our partners is FSA, Farm Service Agency, and there's also a multitude of programs through there. That's where some of the commodity payments come through, as well as Conservation Reserve Program, where we can, that's a program where we can take marginal farm cropland out of production and put it into more of a grassland type situation that supports wildlife and other aspects.
So, Sterling, as it relates to work here in Southwest Colorado and some of the programs that Joel's describing, what is a typical kind of consultation or work with NRCS with a private landowner look like?
Sure. Typically in this area, it involves a lot of irrigation questions. So in a typical situation, a landowner will call us, say, I want to improve my irrigation efficiency on my place, get the place irrigated better. We'll out there, we'll look, get on the ground with them, see what the situation is, come up with alternatives to improve the irrigation system, for example. Could be buried pipelines, gated surface pipe, sprinklers, that sort of thing. We essentially give them a set of alternatives to look at and indicate to them the pluses and minuses of those different systems. At that point, it's their choice. All of this work we do with people, it's voluntary on their part. If they choose to install one of those systems, then we help design it, give them specifications, and like Joel said, through some of our financial assistance programs, potentially help offset some of the costs of those. Can be somewhat of a lengthy process. It's not something you can do. Somebody walks in the office one day and we're putting something on the ground the next. You know, if we do this right, we need to take our time, make sure we understand what the situation is out there exactly from all angles, and then put a good plan together and eventually get it on the ground. But that can take anywhere from months to upwards of a year sometimes, or even longer.
This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're talking about conservation services that are available through the Natural Resources Conservation Service. My guests are Sterling Moss and Joel Lee. They're both with the NRCS. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. You're listening to The Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Sterling Moss and Joel Lee. They're both district conservationists with the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Durango and Montezuma County. Joel, I wanted to ask a little bit about, is there anything that landowners need to do, any requirements they need to fulfill before they can get some of the assistance that we're talking about through NRCS?
For the general CTA assistance, no, there's not too much that they need to do. They just need to come in and request assistance from us. The biggest thing is that people know their property a little bit, know what resources are available to them, so that we can start to give them some general assistance. Once they want to try to qualify for a cost share program, there are a few requirements that people have to meet. The main one being that they have to be an ag producer. However, being an ag producer is pretty easy to do around here with our water resources and the land we have available. And that involves basically getting what we call a farm record established at the Farm Service Agency. So there's not a ton of requirements, at least at the beginning. There are a few steps that people have to get through as far as financial, how much money do they make and stuff. But generally in this area, that's usually not stumbling block for them.
Are there any, do you ever get anybody that comes in and it's just too small? They say, I've got an acre that I want to work on. Or somebody who's comes in and says, I have, you know, 200,000 acres. Is there too small or too big requirements here?
No, there's not. we run the gamut, and anymore, that's probably our bread and butter is things under 20 acres right now. We've done a lot of the big projects in the past. Now we're getting a lot more small producers that are interested with the local food push from people to grow more things locally and distribute it locally. We're getting a lot more small producers, and we're working more and more with them. One of our big programs that we're using right now is our seasonal high tunnels. We haven't funded them very well this last year, but we've put up I'd say over 30 in Montezuma County in the last few years.
Sterling, do you ever have landowners that are coming together, maybe their neighbors, and they're looking at a conservation on a bigger level than just their own land, and maybe they're working together as a group of landowners that are adjacent to each other?
Sure. Couple different ways, actually. One, you get a group of people, say, for instance, the Animas Watershed Partnership, landowners and other interested individuals in just water quality in the surface waters of, say, the Animas River Basin. Groups like that, we can work in partnership with them. We work with ditch companies and that those organizations where there's multiple individuals involved to put together plans that address a larger group's need than just one individual. They can group projects can be put together. There can be some financial assistance for that as well. It gets a little more complicated because you get more people involved, but sure, it certainly can be done.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning I'm talking with Sterling Moss and Joel Lee. They're both with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS, and we're talking about ways that landowners can do some conservation on their land through some of their programs that they offer. I'm also curious, you know, as it relates to the work that you guys are doing under this Strike Force Initiative, USDA Strike Force Initiative, and working with the San Juan Resource Conservation and Development Council, it sounds like there's really one of the aims is to really work on poverty in rural areas and underserved communities. Do you see that some of the things, some of the programs that you're offering, do they have impact? Joel, do you see poorer farmers coming and really getting some real benefit from these programs?
Well, yes, definitely that's happening. In our area, one of the biggest outreach pushes that we've had to work with is the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. And we have a individual that services just the tribe, and we've done a lot of outreach with the tribe. And one of the big things is helping the tribe promote their products and stuff that they have available. And one of the recent issues was with the tribe. They've developed a cornmeal processing plant, and they're now marketing that within the local area and hopefully farther out. So we've been involved with that, trying to support them as much as we can, and our programs sometimes help support the infrastructure, at least as far as the farming, to grow that corn. And so yes, we've been very involved with that, and definitely with some of our newer programs, we've been reaching out to smaller producers, which I would say are more economically challenged.
Sure. Sterling, if there's a landowner that feels like they could qualify, they want to take advantage of some of these programs, how do they go about doing that?
You know, initially, probably the best way is just to contact our office. Either Joel's office here in Cortez as part of the USD Service Center, or in Durango, or anywhere else in the state for that matter. Pretty much every county has a USDA Service Center. Give us a call. Visit with the staff, and they can give you a much quicker rundown what the needs are or what the qualifications are. Like Joel said, really, especially for technical assistance, there aren't that many qualifications you need to meet. Mostly it's just you want to make improvements to your ground. That's the big one. Short of that, if you look up USDA NRCS on the internet, information is available on there to determine or see what some of our programs are. And there are forms and whatnot on the internet. I will say it's almost simpler to contact the office, visit with us personally, and we'll be happy to help you out. You know, Strike Force, like Joel was saying, is designed. We're just trying to get the word out to make sure all ag producers in Southwest Colorado know that we're there and can give us a call if they think they have a resource need on their property.
What's the best number for them to call if they want to do that?
I'll give you mine for Durango. It's 259-3289, extension 3.
Okay. And Joel, what about here in Montezuma County?
It's 970-565-9045, and we are also extension 3 for the NRCS.
And what about the San Juan Resource Conservation and Development Council? They had they brought you guys in here today. How do people get a hold of them if they want to find out more about that?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about RC&D and how they might be able to help you, their number is 382-9371. Pam Starr is their, I say, administrative assistant that pretty much runs the show for them. They have a district board or council members, different people from around Southwest Colorado. But I would contact Pam at that 382-9371 or sanjuanrcnd.org.
Okay. Sterling, Joel, thank you guys both for being here this morning. Appreciate your time, and thanks for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's Sterling Moss and Joel Lee. They're both with the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Southwest Colorado. You've been listening to the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder.